Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is January 12th. The year is 2022. And blaring out a song from the Pearl Jam album from way back in 1991, the 10 album, song called Release. I've touched on this topic a number of times, and I'm going to run through it again a little bit, just a hint. It's funny how music has a way of connecting you from who you used to be to who you are to who you will be. And it's the conduit that takes us from the beginning to the end of our journey. And the more I think about it, we all have music that got us through difficult times. And this is one of those albums for me that got me through some pretty tough stuff way back in the day. Matter of fact, there's a lot of music that got me through a lot of tough stuff, like from when I was young and listened to a lot of music back in the day. And there's still music that gets me through difficult times. So if you're out there and you're having a difficult time, find some music, because that's the only way most people know how to survive. And I know that people do this. You know, I'm not the only one. But anyway, I just happened to hear a snippet of one of the other tracks on this album, and for whatever reason, my subconscious took hold of that and said, "You know what? We need to hear that song on a repeat." Inside your subconscious while you fight this flu. and so I've been fighting that, and I'm almost back to normal, but I had a relapse yesterday morning, and if you've ever had a fever that caused you to hallucinate and make you think that you spoke dog language fluently because you understood your dogs, what they were saying to each other, you are probably sicker than you think. Because I was sitting there going, oh my God, I understand what Lily and Radar are going on about. It's that cat again. You know, and Piggy's like on the table looking at him, and I'm like coming out of this thing. I mean, I'd woken up. And I was still fighting. I was just drenched in sweat and stunk. And I had like I broke this fever. But as I was coming out of it, I was hearing what I thought was English coming out of my dogs. And then, of course, when I try to bark at them in their own language, they just looked at me like, what? It's okay, bro. We understand English just fine. We just don't want to pay attention to you. You know, that's the way I got treated by my pets. But it was like, that was a thing. You okay, bro? You having a seizure there? You okay? But yeah, I mean, if you've ever had a rough time in your life and you didn't have music to take you away from all your trouble, you probably had a terrible life indeed. And I think I think a lot of people don't have that ability anymore to, you know, jump in a car and blare a car stereo with music that has any meaning. You got people that blare this ghetto rap nonsense, and it's like so loud you can't even hear anything. All you hear is the, you know, I mean, I feel it through my house. How can you even elicit an emotional response when all you can hear is, you know, especially when it's music that's written to dumb people down, as opposed to make you think and ponder your place in the universe. That's kind of where I'm at today. I've had a terrible bout of insomnia. I was up for 36, 37 hours, and I finally got about 2 hours of usable sleep. Had to come downstairs to the basement just to shut out the noise, the dogs. And my one cat, Pigpen, came down here and he was like, dude, let's get some guy time in here. Let's just cruise and just crash out. You got a blanket. I'm a fat cat. I'm going to get under this blanket and we'll get warm and it'll be awesome. And that was, you know, that was what he did. He just camped out underneath there. I couldn't get his fat ass out from underneath that blanket. He was like, you know, I'll see you in March. You know, I'm good. See ya. Thinking about my basement studio. I got like these foam floor tiles. And it keeps the cold, the real cold, from, you know, radiating into the room. But you lay on that, on those foam tiles, you're gonna feel that cold. And but you know, I've made this made some blankets actually. Using some materials that I've got, and it seemed to work pretty well to keep the cold off me. And that's one of my new side hustles, is I started making tactical gear. But right now I'm like I said, I'm battling a little bit of this flu nonsense, because it's just hanging on, and on top of it all, it's adding a layer of, you know, not only do we need to remind you of every mistake you've made over the last 30 years with your subconscious, we're going to go ahead and activate every pain center that you've ever had activated over the last, oh, I don't know, 50 years. So that time you broke your nose for the seventh time when you were wrenching on a car, you're going to feel that today. You know, when you broke your pelvis, you're going to feel that today too. You know what, let's do your shoulder too while we're at it, when you wrenched on a socket. Let's go to your broken wrist when you were a kid. Let's go to this. You know, it's like 15 goddamn things, you know, and it's just like, no wonder I can't sleep. Between that and the songs that are on repeat in my head, how am I supposed to sleep? And then I realized this is a Chinese bioweapon. Of course it's meant to destroy me. Unless it's one of those intelligence-gathering viruses, we're going to learn all of this man's weaknesses, and then we were going to exploit them for the benefit of the Communist Party. Of course, then again, it probably like went to me and was like, wait a minute, this man's had a lot of cumulative injuries, and he's got a lot of useless knowledge inside of his head. A lot of music in there, too. Jesus Christ, this man could be immortal. He could be the Highlander. I mean, it could be something like that. You know, I would do it in a Chinese voice, but I think it would be terrible to do that. I don't know. All I know is what I worry about is Xi Jinping turning the West Coast into the new 30-acre forest. You know, his new playground. Call it China East. You know, we have a Disneyland in what used to be Los Angeles. Now it's called, you know, whatever the hell. You know, New Canton or something like that. Cantoon or Canton. Canton. Cantonese. Whatever that style of Chinese food is. No, I shouldn't be talking shit like this. I'm actually in a mood. I just finished a Mango Loco. No, I haven't. I've still got some in there. That's awesome. Thank God they make these things in 16-ounce cans. I'm one of those people that has adult onset ADHD. Well, I mean, it's something, I shouldn't say it's adult onset. I've had this shit all my life. I just started calling it adult onset because it's like, you know, I wanted people to think that it was new, but it's not. I've had it since I was a kid. I've got the attention span of a goldfish, and as it would turn out, drinking caffeine or energy drinks actually settles my mind down quite a bit, and it'll actually help me sleep. So I'm hoping that eventually I'm going to get tired of talking and just, you know, just like shut this microphone off and just go upstairs and snore for about 4 hours. Because I got about 2 hours of sleep today out of the last 48, you know, and, I've had to deal with some dog issues. Lily and Radar have been having dust-ups. Lily's getting bigger, and she's getting bigger fast. That dog is going to be a monster. And once she starts getting to that mood where she's like, you're not telling me a damn thing, then it's going to get interesting, because then Radar is going to be like, I can't push this one around anymore. But I'm hoping that doesn't reach that point. I'm hoping that I'm hoping that she becomes the more mature of the two, which happens in almost any relationship between male and female, is that the female usually becomes the more mature of the two and the bigger person. It's like, you know what? Talk as much shit as you want. Just wait till I get you home. And that's kind of a thing. I'm hoping that they'll start behaving a little bit better in public. Trying to think. So I was talking about music being this conduit between who we are, who we were, and who we will become. And it's this, it's tied to the belief that because of theoretical physics being what it is, and string theory and all of that, that if time is linear, it's obviously going to be a circle, because it's going to be a never-ending loop, that your life is on repeat, because you can right now remember everything you want to remember, unless, you know, unless that memory's been deleted. But you can remember everything that you want to remember as many times as you want to remember it, from any angle, any vantage point. It's like the ultimate, you know, VCR, DVD player. I think of mine as like an advanced 4K Blu-ray player. Only, it doesn't go back. The library catalog isn't as full as I would like. But if time is that way, if we can remember the past, we should be able to remember the future. And that's the reason why I still stay by this idea that music is a fluid conduit, and that emotional management is a thing, past, present, and future. I think we have this ability to mitigate the loss and the tragedy we feel at certain points in our life by sending that hurt somewhere down the road, sending it backwards in time. Like, you know, the reason why I say that is because there are certain songs that I have heard that just broke my absolute heart, just wrecked me. Nine Ways to Sunday, for absolutely no fucking reason whatsoever. And the reason why is because I wasn't old enough to actually understand what they were about. You know, there are certain songs that the lyrics alone, you will never understand until you have lived long enough to have the knowledge to understand. And that being said, I honestly believe that if you listen to a song for the first time and it absolutely destroys you, there's something to it, there's something about it that isn't so much connected to the present, but something that's connected down the way. Because that song is going to hit you really hard that first time, and then you're going to listen to it, and then you'll be desensitized to it. And you'll be like, oh, I can hear this song anytime I want. It doesn't really, you know, doesn't really do it, but I understand it, and I get it. And then, in that future moment, when shit goes off the rails, or you lose somebody that's really important to you, all of a sudden, the wet works start, and then you all of a sudden understand why that song meant so much to you when you were younger. It wasn't so much that, you know, it was powerful then, it's powerful in the future, as every bit as much. And it's your way of balancing out that tragedy. Because that's the way some people survive, I think. They spread that emotional budget around a little bit. Because if they didn't, it would kill them. It would. There are some people that have no emotional budget management. Mine is actually quite effective. I can mitigate as much or as little emotion tied to tragedy as much as anybody. I'm actually quite good at it. I'm good at minimizing things, and I'm good about letting things out, so that way I don't contain anything. I don't like the idea of holding anything in anymore, because there was a time in my life I just kept my mouth shut, never told anybody anything about what I was really thinking or really feeling, because everyone made me feel like I shouldn't even have an opinion. I didn't deserve to have an opinion. And then I lost some people. And then all of those thoughts and worries about what I should say or what I should do or whether or not I should tell somebody what I really thought or felt, those things went away. And now I don't have any filters. I just tell people exactly what I think they need to hear, whether they like it or not. Most of the time it's pretty funny, though. I do share all the fun stuff. But I'm dealing with some insomnia, which is why I'm doing another podcast. I pondered whether or not I was going to do another Majestic 12 episode, but then I reached a crossroads about midway through today when I was trying to sleep. My pelvis was fucking killing me. And as much as I would love to go on another hour-long tirade about Majestic 12, do we really need another one? Nope. Not when it has absolutely nothing to do with the here and the now anymore. Majestic 12 was a group of people that had a certain shelf life of power, and then that power was transferred from their small little ska band to a whole bunch of assholes that make a lot more money than you and I or anyone else will ever make. And they will wield that power much in the same way a chimpanzee will with a shotgun. And they don't care who gets hurt in the process, so long as they have their quarterly profits and, a completely different tier of American or even human existence, societal existence, where they have, all the advanced shit while the rest of us have, TVs and things to keep us amused, as opposed to things that will actually expand our consciousness and comprehension of the universe. Which is why I don't really want to get caught up in the things that are paltry. I'd much rather talk about ideas and fun stuff that are, unconventional in the way of thinking. I'd like to talk about parallel universes and aliens and Bigfoot and things that actually would change your life if you ran into it. I want to talk about the things that will just shock you to your core and yet at the same time make you realize that the planet we live on is not so small, And it is a small planet for us, but it's very, very, very vast, and there's lots and lots and lots of hiding places for things like Bigfoot and aliens and you name it, Just because you can't see it every day doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's like ghosts. I know that ghosts exist. What they are, we can all disagree on. But I know that they exist. I know that there are evil things in this universe. I know there's devils and demons and angels and all that other stuff. And I know that there's plenty of room in this universe for just about every type of creature that you could imagine. Mother of God, if there's room in this world for a platypus, and I got to tell you, that one's a confuser. That's one that'll make you, that's a head scratcher right there. If the platypus is a real creature, surely there's room in this universe for unicorns. God knows what else. Which is why I believe in the study of cryptozoology and all of that. And I believe that the world we live in and the universe we live in is so vast and expansive that anything that we can comprehend probably exists in some way, shape, or form. It's whether or not we're brave enough to go out looking for it and finding it. And I think that's what stops a lot of people from living a life that is a life less ordinary. And I think it's what stops people from being their best and truest self. Because we all want to be loved and liked by other people, but we're too quick to make sacrifices just so we can have that small short-term game of approval. And some of us learn late in the game that we don't really need anybody else's approval at all. Judging by my small listenership, I think that we all think that way. Unless, you know, the 15 of you that have been listening to my podcast recently are all doing it purely out of schadenfreudism. Or you just want to, like, yeah, I want to talk to somebody that's going to sound a little weirder than I am. I don't know, I always viewed this podcast as more of a one-sided conversation while someone on the other end is talking back. You ever listen to talk radio and you catch, you know, you listen to talk radio, but you were one of those people that just listened. It was like, kind of nod your head, that sort of thing. And then you'd see the next guy over in the cubicle. He'd be listening to the same thing, but he'd be like, yeah, that's exactly it. Jesus Christ, you got that right, you know. And then, you know, you're like, wow, that guy's really into it. I would prefer that my listeners be like the nod their head and go like, yeah, it's, you know, man. Or if there's something passionate about it, something I say, you know, then you know, talk to the sky. No one's gonna make you look foolish. No, the fact that you're listening to that's enough. You know, just listen to me rant for 23-24 minutes. You know, I mean like, your coworkers would be like, what the fuck are you listening to? You know, I'm listening to this guy he sounds functional. He sounds like he's probably got a job. But he's just a little weird. Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. What's he talking about? I have no fucking idea. Okay, I'll listen to it. Yeah, sure, why not? And then everybody's like, I don't know what the fuck you were listening to. See, and that's how, you know, the crazy spreads. I think insanity is definitely communicable. If you take a look at the world going on right now, that's communicable insanity. I just wish it was a little bit more fun to watch instead of, you know, the fucking nightmare for the rest of us that are still sane ish. But I'm not going to go on a big COVID rant. I'm still beating this flu thing. None dare call it COVID because next thing you know, I've got to take 2 weeks off of my self-employment just to pretend like I'm going to self-quarantine. I went out and did some Target shopping today. And I know I'm not communicable because I've broken 3 fevers and hallucinated at least 3 times, so I'm doing okay. I'm amazed at how good this Mango Loco stuff tastes. And like I was saying before, thank God it comes in 16-ounce cans. Whew. Man, if it's been a 12-ounce can, I've already been through it already. But no, I was listening to some music as I was saying, and it hooked up in part of my subconscious and it just would not let go for whatever reason. And then after listening to it, I went down this rabbit hole going, you know, I used to listen to this band and I used to listen to this band. And next thing I know, I filled my iTunes list up because I have the Apple iTunes thing on my tablet. So I get to, you know, I have this subscription, so I can listen to it all the stuff when I want to. And plus you can discover all kinds of new music, which I think is absolutely wonderful. It's you know, it's music that you won't find anywhere else. And music does enhance our lives. It is. It's the one time in our life where math actually makes sense. And it does enhance our lives to a great deal, especially with the voices that are speaking to you and to your heart, reminding you that you are still human after all. Unless you're listening to something like iSpeak and you have no idea what the hell that is. It's a Russian goth rap metal kind of a thing. I would play some for you, but it would actually sound kind of like you would never understand it. And unless you're a Russian speaker, then you would. But then you'd be like, why would you listen to that? It's very depressing. And I'd be like, well, sometimes I just want to be depressed more than what I already feel. As opposed to doing what I've been doing, downloading karaoke editions of a bunch of Foreigner songs to rewrite them about Jeep repair. Because I've got some ideas. Shitbox Hero, that one's going to be a thing that I'm going to be doing. I'm definitely going to be re-recording that here fairly soon. That one's going to be funny as hell. I cannot wait to get that done. Because it's absolutely true. If you listen to my podcast about how much I love working on my vehicles, it's... It might be the time. This might be the year that I actually I set fire to everything that I once held dear and just go get myself a car with a warranty. It may happen that way. I don't know. It's I don't know how to explain it. But there's a day that comes in every man's life where he realizes his time is far more valuable and better spent doing other things other than wrenching on a car. And I'm quickly getting there. Although I do take a great amount of pride in knowing that I can serve a purpose in the post-apocalyptic world that's coming soon. I searched all over the internet, though. Couldn't find anything of interest. Could not find anything paranormal, nothing exciting in the world going on. No UFO disclosure stuff. Mostly just a lot of boring nonsense. And the worst part about all of it is, I think everyone's just worried that the end of the world is nigh. You know, the world is coming to an end, and it's just going to stop being good, and everything's going to be terrible, and we're all going to be drones. I'm like, no, you guys are all going to be drones. I have other plans. I have plans. Within plans for my future. And it is not to serve robots. No, I'm going to be a life coach for robots. Trying to find something interesting here. Yep, I got nothing. Nothing. This is one of those cathartic stream of consciousness podcasts again. Hopefully I'll get tired enough to go back upstairs and go to bed. I think I'm getting there because I had this energy drink, and that does settle my brain down. Like I said, adult onset ADHD. For when you want to make people think it's a new thing, but it's something that you've always struggled with. Kind of like Tourette syndrome. I make that. I lie about that all the time. I don't really have Tourette syndrome. I have a potty mouth. I just let shit out. Just... Do you have Tourette's? Yes. No, I don't. Are you okay? Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to live an extra 15 years by not holding all this anger in. Oh, okay. No, it is what it is. I mean, a lot of people don't understand the power of profanity. I do. But on that note, I guess I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to try to go to bed. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm hoping that you enjoyed this random stream of consciousness thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to try to talk to a scientist maybe about music therapy and maybe like beaming transmissions of music back into the past or something like that. And seeing if future me can send a message, you know, from a universe where I've won the lottery. That'd be awesome. Because then I wouldn't be, well, no, I'd still be me. I'd just be richer. That'd be okay too, I guess. It'd help me build that 60-foot robot a lot bigger. You know, get it a lot faster, get it done, you know. Maybe arm it with some kind of rocketry. Or maybe a nuclear fission core on the inside to power it. I don't know. I've got a lot of ideas about this robot. Whether or not I could actually hold a city ransom with it. But then again, why would I want to hold St. Paul ransom? I've already got politicians doing that right now. I don't want to be one of them. Although having a giant robot would be pretty cool. Anyway, good night, folks. I guess I'm going to come back on Saturday or Sunday and do another one of these. Take care now. Enjoy your day.